Hi, it's Robert Chip Clark here, and I'm with Ruben, and you, Isle of Wight Jobs.
Isleofwightjobs.com, that's right, Chip, yeah.
What's it like doing Isle of Wight Jobs?
Oh, well, I loved it. It's my 10th year this year, recruiting for the island. And the best thing is seeing people growing up with the business, starting out, taking small jobs, learning new skills, then they get promoted and they come up to you years later and they say, hey, guess what, I'm doing this now, I'm a head chef or I'm a manager. It's absolutely brilliant. So watching people grow, develop themselves into great jobs, it's fantastic. So it's not just about running a business, it's about changing people's lives.
I've been on Isle of Wight Jobs and searched for jobs on Isle of Wight Jobs. Yep. It's a really good website, and you did a really good speech today.
Yeah.
And you got a new bit to the website.
Yeah, so basically when anyone signs up for Isle of Wight Jobs now as a candidate, they can tick the box saying, I want to hear about jobs from employers that are disability confident, that will make changes in their workplace so that disability people can work there. So everyone who ticks that box, say you've got a disability, you're looking for work, you'll get job alerts from employers that are more than happy to discuss disabilities and get them in the workplace. We're also going to make sure that disability confident logo is on all the job adverts of employers that are able to accept people with disabilities. So people should catch on pretty quickly. They'll say, hang on, they're doing it, why aren't we doing it? So we're going to make sure it's something that's visible for just someone like you, but also employers looking for disabled people in the workplace, because they've got so much to offer.
Yeah, I've got a disability myself, and it's a brilliant idea.
But it's not stopped you, has it, Chip?
I mean, it hasn't.
Look at you. I mean, you're doing brilliantly well. It's just about finding your key skills. You know, I'm numerically dyslexic. I can't see numbers. I never have been able to. I couldn't tie my own shoelaces up, read the time, do a tie until I was 14, 15. But it didn't stop me and didn't stop you. We just got to keep work. Sometimes we just got to work harder than others. But when you do work hard, you get through the disability, and you know this, it feels brilliant, doesn't it?
It does feel brilliant. And anything's possible.
You just got to work harder. You know, when I was first diagnosed, you know, I said, no, it's going to make me work harder than anyone else. And by working harder than anyone else, you get that feeling that you've done something no one else can do, you know, and you can be successful.
Thank you for letting me interview you, Ruben.
It's a pleasure, Chip, and I'll come down to see you on your show really soon.
That'd be awesome. Thank you, Ruben.
Thanks, mate.